All right, welcome everybody. This is John Guthrie, the volunteer editor of Evolve Magazine. We're so pleased to have you, and we have three great panelists, soon to be four. We have Kimberly, who's going to introduce herself. She represents Top Build and a company that's headquartered here in Daytona Beach. We have Kate Sark, who is here as a homegrown, moved away, came back communications professional. And of course, we have Robin King that sits on every board possible with regard to employment, education, and getting people geared up. So, Kimberly, will you just briefly introduce yourself and just give us just a little bit of a quick rundown on Top Build?
Absolutely. So, hello, Kim Gray. I moved here to Volusia County in January. HR career spanning over 20 years in both talent acquisition, so recruitment, talent management, and diversity and inclusion. And that is, in fact, what I do at Top Build. So Top Build's been in the region for about 6 years as a spinoff from a larger company called Masco from North Carolina. We employ about 13,000 people across the U.S. and in Canada. And right here in Daytona Beach, we have about 1,000 employees.
Wonderful. Thank you. Kate, the homegrown.
Hello, Kate Sark, born and raised in Daytona Beach. I went to school at the University of Florida in Gainesville and returned home because I had a great job opportunity with a local advertising agency. Currently, I work for the Ocean Center, which is the county's convention center and part of the County of Volusia government. There's about 40 employees at the Ocean Center, plus a lot of part-time event staff. And then the county as a whole employs, I think, over 3,000, so a very large employer in the area.
And Robin.
Robin King. I am president and CEO of CareerSource Flagler Volusia. We are the local workforce development board looking to increase the talent pool for our businesses and helping individuals compete by earning proper skill sets.
Thank you, Robin. You have such an important role in the community, especially as we've gotten off this pandemic. And I'm pleased that Jack White, developer extraordinaire, has just joined us. Jack, will you introduce yourself, please?
Yes, John. My name is Jack White, part owner of Jack White Land Company with my wife, Kelly. We are in urban redevelopment. We do anything from redeveloping historic buildings to building infill housing and trying to bring more people back to our downtowns.
Well, I want to thank you and I want to thank these listeners. But, you know, what it really comes down to, and we talked about this at an editorial meeting, is it's about growth. Because if you are not growing, the opposite is happening to you. Trying to stay positive here. And one thing, the reason I asked each one of you here is for a specific perspective about recruitment, because recruitment is so important. As we talked earlier and in other discussions, trying to recruit businesses is one thing. Mm-hmm. Trying to recruit talent and the right talent to the Daytona Beach, Volusia County, Flagler County region is more of a discussion, because that's what makes everything go. And in all the trends we've seen lately with working from home and fewer work days in the office and all those types of things, I wanted to kind of dive into that. And I wanted to start with Jack, because Jack introduced me a long time ago to an author named Richard Florida, who talked about the creative class. Jack, is the creative class still here?
They still exist, John. I know it's hard to believe. They are definitely out there. And I think it's more important today than it was even 10 or 15 years ago, because it Richard Florida introduced an idea I think people weren't really ready for, because it turned economic development on its head, and it said, look at place, look at quality of life, and identify those things in communities, and that is what attracts these creative professionals to come to your cities. It is jobs, obviously. You got to have them. But it's more than just having a job, working it for 50 years, and getting a gold watch at the end. It is so much more than that. And people want more out of life than just the employment. They want a third place. They want quality of life. They want experience. They want more to do than just the job. So I think Richard Florida really introduced that in how we look at cities.
And clearly, the rest of the economic world did not embrace that at the same time, because we're still working on that. We haven't moved it as far along in as many years as we would like to, because it was so new for people like us. And Robin, in an earlier discussion, was talking about a different way to look at the Great Resignation. And what was that, Robin?
the great reflection, and that we've had a lot of time on our hands to think about what's important and kind of, you know, what Jag was just saying, just even like our parks and, you know, all those things that make a city a home, that's so critical, and it's been ignored for too long. I mean, I love what downtown Daytona Beach is going to look like and you know, the buildings that you have down there and everything. You can attract someone because there's a employment, but what are you doing to involve that person then in the community? And that's what this group has been reflecting on, is where do they belong? Where is their purpose? And they can work from anywhere now.
And so, Jack, I think the creative class is looking for a place, and now we've add purpose to it, which can be very simple in some cases, but in other cases, they're really looking for a purpose. Kimberly, do you find that the people you're attracting to, and you have largely sales, I would say back office people and, you know, administrative people, customer service people, those types of people, what are they looking for?
Absolutely. So, yes, in our Daytona office, we have a lot of what I would call support functions. So highly professional roles, accounting, finance, supply chain, HR. And I think, you know, you both hit on something that's really important, is the pandemic really accelerated how people think about work now. And they have choices now. And so with that comes then, where do they want to live? And so it's not as singular as it was before. It wasn't just about the job. It is also about how they work and play. And as technology advances, I really do think that we'll have to really think as corporate employers a lot about what may attract someone to move here versus how flexible we might have to be in allowing, you know, the metaverse is going to come. And how will we allow, how we make decisions about who needs to be here and who needs to be anywhere they want to be. And that'll be important for us to think about even as a county, as a state. So how will the state be attractive? Because when people work more flexible, that means they get to enjoy the state more. They're not tied to just to their job site and their community. They may have the ability to segue into more of the state. And so when we talk to candidates who we are interested in relocating here, myself included, I looked at what the state has to offer, and I'm not limited to just the county. Now, for myself, I was really looking for beach life. A lot of people aren't, right? They might not look for beach life. So they may look at Central Florida, Orlando, which is sort of landlocked. It has a lot more to offer. But then you look at the commute. So I think there's a multi-pronged approach that candidates are looking for. Mm-hmm. And what you really need to do is figure out what that work-life balance is for them. What are the things that they're looking for that you can sell to attract them here? Because obviously we want our corporate office to grow, but you still have to appeal to a lot of different things and not just the job site today.
And as somebody who is, I'm just learning that. I actually learned it from Al Perkinson at Bahia, I think it is.
Yeah.
Sunglasses, because he did a presentation at a Rotary and he had an acronym SPICE, and it was a lot of those things. But Robin, do you feel like a lot of the business leaders are still putting out about the job and they're really pushing on the job and they haven't quite gotten to this purpose and creative class issue?
There's many of them we see just in panic mode, right? And they are wanting to get caught up and not taking the time. So you mentioned the DEI. To me, it's about belonging. And what are we doing so that anyone who does relocate here, what are we doing so that that person knows or that family knows they belong here? And there's an example, the Wisconsin, northernmost county. Can you imagine how cold that is?
Yeah.
And so they did this really big campaign, you know, for boomerangs. They wanted people to come back. Well, they got some back, but they didn't have the phase two part in place as to involving them beyond the employment piece. And so they left again. And so it's, you know, we were talking a bit earlier about the whole gig economy and entrepreneurship and that ecosystem that's being built around that. So what other ecosystems need to be built so that families want to come here, or young singles, or whatever it is, that they belong to the community. It's not just about the job.
And so Kate is a cheerleader for the region because she left and came back. But she had family here also. But she always looks at the positive. Kate, what are the positives that employers need to be really stressing to make people feel a part of this place?
I think that there's really a local community feel in a lot of our cities and our county as a whole. We have so many great assets to offer. We have the beach, we have the river, we have the nature, we have everything that's so abundant here. We're also in a great location where there are large cities that aren't a far distance away. But I think the ability to get involved and, like Robin said, really feel like you have a place in the community is very present here. We're large enough to have a lot of those opportunities, but small enough to be able to connect. I joke around that I always run into someone I know at Publix when I go grocery shopping. You see familiar faces. I met so many people in my first job opportunity that have been able to open my network up. And I now know so many other people and have had so many opportunities through that I just don't think you get in a large city. And I think we really need to harness and push out the message of all the opportunities that are available here that make us really unique for happiness and success, both in your professional life and in your personal life.
I think that's a good point. Kimberly, you were nodding about both what Robin was saying, which is encouraging, and then also what Kate was saying. What advice do you have for employers who want to bring people in as opposed to running an ad? You know, we're in the world of $15,000 signing bonus. You know, we're talking about money, which is important, but what else do employers need to really be thinking about in order to attract people here?
They really need to think about their brand. They need to think about their economic and social impact. So that is really important to young people today. Your ESG footprint and how you think about culture, the environment, your social impact to the community is really important. And if you as a company don't understand your footprint, your social, economic, and governance footprint, then you need to do that really quickly, because millennials are aging out now. They're becoming leaders. And the next generation that's looking for jobs today really cares about that. When you talk about purpose, they want to work for a company that they feel good about, that they can talk to their friends about. And so what I would say to employers is that they're thinking about trying to attract talent here. That is a really good idea, to think about your footprint and be able to tell that story about who you are beyond your brand, so that you can attract people to first your company and then the pull to where you are and how you want to work for them.
I agree with that. And, you know, sometimes I get physicians who are trying to interview other physicians to bring into their practices, and they go, yeah, the physician loved the hospital, loved everything about it, but their spouse or significant other came here and they said, this just isn't for them, because they were thinking city, city, city. And so this kind of gets to what Jack's been preaching as long as I've known him, and that is that Daytona Beach, Volusia County, Flagler County can be so much more. Where do you think we are on that? Where are we in finding our identity that we can sell to the world to compete with a different, say, Orlando or something? Where are we on that?
I don't know that we would be competing with Orlando, because it's on a different scale. I think you have to look at us in terms of like a Greenville, a Savannah. I think we're, some would see this as an opportunity. We're in an infancy as far as where we should be. But I think that's a great thing, because we have a fantastic story to tell, or many stories. We just don't really tell it that well, or we haven't packaged it, I should say. The stories are out there. And I think we haven't woven them into our community as well as we should. But, you know, it's never too late. I think now's the time. People are looking for that purpose. We have a lot of it between culturally, historically, and our natural features are fantastic. So I think if we could communicate that and have the business community work with the cities and start to identify these critical areas that we need to focus on, I think we've got a great way to go and, you know, so much we can do.
So this is for anybody. What we've been focused on positive things, because I'm a positive questioner, but what are the negatives that may keep someone, and where should we be focused to turn some broken windows into fixed windows? What are some things that you've seen or you've identified from other people that we need to pay attention to because it hurts us in recruiting?
I can share a little bit about that from candidates that I hear declines from. So there's a multi-pronged reasons, right? But I think a couple of the reasons are families. So education, we hear a really strong and negative reaction to the educational infrastructure here in the whole of Florida. So finding from elementary schools to college, we have some excellent schools. They don't have such a great reputation. Primary school, there's a lot of work to be done here. I think that is for people with young children, they are not interested in moving here. I think that's a big one.
What about you, Robin? What do you think?
Wages is definitely going to be an issue. The wages paid in our two-county area has always run about 20% less than the state, and the state is definitely less than nationwide. So you definitely need to have those other pieces available. And one of my biggest concerns was Volusia County Economic Development in their newsletter a year ago, they were doing surveys. And so they asked one question all month, and then they at the end you got to see the results. And so the question they asked during the month of May was, how concerned are you of your employees' mental health? And you had three choices. You could say, very concerned, I've got all the resources together and we're set. The second group said, I'm concerned, need to know more about resources. The third was not concerned at all. And the results were 20% said that they were concerned they had the resources, 20% said that they were concerned didn't have the resources, and 60% said they were not concerned. And that will come across to anybody that they're going to be interviewing, that, you know, if an employer doesn't know why their employees work for them, they need to ask and build that culture. It cannot be ignored.
And so where we started in this discussion with Jack was place. Then we added purpose, place and purpose. And now we're really adding that inclusion piece.
Belonging, yes.
Belonging and being included.
Mm-hmm.
And being someone who's been here as long as I have, I feel very included. But how do people who have just moved here, Kimberly, how do you feel about the inclusion outside of work? You know, in our area, are there things we could do to make people feel more included when they come here?
Yeah, I think, you know, it all depends on who the person is, of course, right? And their demographic. So, you know, do I think we have something for everyone? Probably not. Is that purposeful? Probably, right? Because we're sort of the touristy more than residential. But I do think what Kate said makes sense around it's a smaller population. So people who move here want that sort of small town feel. And with that comes sort of some traditional things that Volusia and Flagler County offer. In that, you know, you're looking for a smaller scale, a slower pace, almost like that vacation feel. Now, if we were looking for an upper mobility candidate, this is probably not where they're going to think about living full time. They think about this as their vacation place. And if we want to change that, you think about work, live, play type of living. We don't really offer that, right?
How would you describe work, life, play? Because I do it every day.
What do builders think about work-life play? Because they're the ones building it, right? I think here we you have to work hard at doing what you just said, work, life, play. You do it every day. You have to work hard to do that if you just moved here.
Yeah.
With work, life, play communities, it's done for you. It's man-made, right? And that's what the upper mobile want. They want it done for them. They don't want to work for it.
Right. They want something that is constructed so that it all works out for them.
That's
and
correct.
What Jack would argue is Daytona Beach is constructed to do exactly that, right?
Yeah. Haven't filled it in. But that's so let me go back to a point, and then the phrase is casual encounters. So we talk about inclusion. Where do we go in our community to casually meet people?
Kate goes to the grocery store.
Grocery store, and which is a very suburban thing to do. But if you live in a more urban area or even just an area that is a downtown, you hang out in these third places, the coffee shops, the parks, all these places where you have these casual encounters where you get to meet people and you feel included just by being around what's going on in the community. We don't have that sense here, and I think that's what's you know, greatly missing. But we do have the bones for it. We have countless historic commercial corridors ranging from, you know, 40 or Granada to Beach Street, Main Street, Seabreeze, Flagler, Canal Street, the historic Second Avenue or Mary McLeod Bethune. You know, you've got, you know, in DeLand, all these historic opportunities that we can to create that third place, those casual encounters. But we just haven't identified that as a focus. And I think that's where we're missing.
And I think part of that is age.
Well,
because
I
wanted to make money.
True.
But this younger set wants to go have the beer afterwards and meet up. And I think that you're right. We're set up beautifully for that. And if you look at the Copper Bottom Distillery, olive oil place seems to be a meeting place.
But of course, they're destination places. And
true.
You have to create these organic places. And I'd say as far as our demographic, the demographic we miss out on most is our 20 and 30-something. It's a huge gap.
Yep.
So we're great with kids and we're great with families, but there's a massive gap which creates that cool essence of any community. And and so nobody thinks we're cool because we have high school kids and then they come back when they have their own kids.
Right.
But we're not doing anything for our 20 and 30 somethings. And I'm not saying nothing, but we have little and we don't put any focus on them. And they're the ones who create our brand, really, is who does it.
And that was a perfect segue into our close, Jack. That is what I wanted you to leave us with, is where you think from a place standpoint we need to work. And also, they're out there, but we need to promote them. And Kim, from your standpoint, you gave great insight to employers on the big picture. What would you say to somebody who is a career seeker or job seeker that you're looking for these days as you're hiring?
Yeah, I would say be open-minded. Not all communities are set. I mean, I think about North Carolina as an example. You know, how they've transformed their state, but it took about 20 years to do that, right? And I would think, you know, this state is on its way to be transformed. These two counties have a lot of opportunity to transform as well, to be what we want to be. We just have to be clear about it. So today you can find that one or two things that make you happy and know that it will grow in the future.
That makes sense. And Kate, what would you recommend to the upper 20s, 30-year-olds? What is it that you enjoy that you find place and casual encounters to make it happen?
I feel like there's so many opportunities here. There's places on, like Jack said, Beach Street. We have a new wine bar down there. We have the Tortugas, which are such a unique experience. You've got the beach. You've got all of these outdoor activities. I would challenge people to be better brand ambassadors for our area. I hear so much negativity from people who are here. And instead, I would challenge people to talk about all of those positives and be great brand ambassadors to bring in more people who can appreciate our area. And the more demand there is, the more of those opportunities and places that we'll see evolve and grow in our communities.
I think that's excellent. And Robin, to close out, you brought up something that I want you to share with the group, which is the employment rate before and after the pandemic. And then another thing that you said was very important for all of us to realize about different paths people can take. Can you share that with the group?
So when we were talking in preparation for the day, that I highlighted that there are more people employed in Volusia County today than there were pre-pandemic. There's still this mentality that because we have so many help wanted signs up, that these people are still at home getting unemployment. They're lazy. They don't want to come out. Well, they're working. They're just not working for you anymore, right? They've moved. And so not only has it been referred to as a great reflection, it's also the great talent swap, that somebody's gone to go somewhere else. And what else would you want me to touch on?
Just about the fact that we need to have respect for all career paths.
Yes, yes. That whole community. There's all those occupations. And to celebrate all of them, not just the ones that we think are the elitist or the whatnot. And because they're all needed, whether it's the person who is, you know, serving you coffee at breakfast time, or if it's somebody who's fixing your house or fixing your car or doing surgery. All those occupations are needed. And for me, it's how do we help create exposure to all those different opportunities for our young ones, so they're not just seeing what's at the front door, you know, what happens behind the scenes and all those occupations that we really do have a wealth of in our county.
So really, at the end of the day, we have a tremendous opportunity in front of us. We have to look at it in a very positive light. We have some work to do in some areas that takes time. But in your example with North Carolina, it does take time, and there's no substitute for time. And I appreciate all of you joining us. I think you brought great perspective to the discussion of recruitment. It didn't go where I thought it would go, which makes it even a better topic, because it really is more holistic than mm-hmm. recruitment used to be. And that's really the key, I think, is that the culture of your organization is one thing. The pay is one thing. How people feel included in the area is something. How you portray the area is something. Who you're trying to reach. So it's a complex discussion. We appreciate you having it with us. Evolve is set on shining a light on the positives in Volusia County, and I think that we have many positives to shine that light on. So please check out the website, check out the magazine, and we'll have a piece in the magazine about this. But I really appreciate you all sharing your perspective and time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.